we go.
All right. If you're picking me up, that's good.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And I am Michael Bejas. I am the producer for Stu's show, My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever, which is playing tonight right here, right now. Anyway, welcome to the Trim Radio Network. Come on over. Come visit us. I'll tell you what. We broadcast live all over the world, and we have some of the most amazing shows on. I'm going to tell you, from Circle of Q to Red Pill Reality Show, Online Funniest Dates, Take Point 22, Fishing in Florida, Circle of Q, I mean Offsides, and then we've got Snoggle Blogger. We've got so many great shows, and we're growing more and more. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, we would be honored, and we'd love it. All you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how to do it and get started. And it's real easy. And guess what? We have great merchandise. So there's nothing that we'd love more than to see you sporting our apparel, sporting our coffee mugs, even having maybe mouse pads or whatever. We have a whole bunch of stuff, hats, just shirts, everything. Anyway, come on over to the Trim Radio Network, because we'd love that too, and it helps us stay on the air. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. That song right there, Leave It to Beaver, great song. I remember that show when I was growing up. That's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You can always call in, give us your opinion. We value that very much. And we just ask that you don't throw any F-bombs or any other curse words. We like to be a good Christian-type-based radio station. We want it clean for the entire family. Have a lot of fun here. I just love all of our hosts, you know, co-hosts, producers, and, of course, my partners. I'm just honorably just blessed. So come on over, visit us at any time. And without further ado, I am going to give you a Stew.
Hey, Michael. Well, it's another Wednesday, and I'll tell you what, it's been crazy. It's going to be even crazier tomorrow.
Just kidding.
Oh, we're done already? You mean I can... You brought out the hook? You're going to hook me off the air?
Little fun for you, Stu. Just had to have a little fun for you.
I always have fun. We always have fun on these shows. I mean, no matter what. It could be really serious out there, and we still have a little fun. And Wednesdays, you know, Wednesday's one of those times where we like to kick back a little bit. You know, we don't cover a lot of financial stuff like we do on Sundays at 7 p.m. Instead, we talk about just things that are going on in my world, in your world, and everything else that's happening. And, you know, before I get going, you know, Michael does his disclaimer. I've got to do mine. I mean, I really do. And nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. And you take what I say with a grain of salt, and always do your own research and due diligence. That's the big word, due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Whoa, the disclaimer is over, but I'll tell you what. I always do shout outs to my buddies because they're out there. They do a good job. They're telling their information, and hopefully they're helping people like I'm trying to help people. And you know, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show, and Michael Bejas and crew. And we have a lot of them with a lot of different shows, and they do a fantastic job. And they're just not your normal news shows or sitcoms or anything like that, but they're good shows, and they're meant not only to entertain, but also to educate. I guess if you were down south, they call it edumacation. But that's what we do. I mean, we try to help people out. And one way is through Trim Radio Network. And we're all over the world. That's why we're on the internet. You know, if we put up a big, tall radio tower, we're only going to get so many miles around the station, maybe a couple hundred miles. If you go internet, you're all over the world. Thousands and thousands and thousands of miles and people, and oh gee, it's something else. A big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. School has started, and I imagine this week there are going to be students writing a lot of term papers already. It's a good school, great facilities, good NCAA Division II team. And great professors. They really have some great professors there. And I'll tell you what, I'm partial. Yeah, I went there. You know, I'm an alum. But it's a great campus and great people up there. I could give a plug for Xavier University because, yeah, I went there and a bunch of other schools. And I just... University of Findlay and Xavier are my two favorites. I'll put it that way. And next in line would probably be Wright State University, and then there's Ohio University, and on down the line. I could probably name maybe six or seven schools, different classes for different things. You know what I mean? Anyhow, check them out, www.findlay.edu, and it's football season. And they have a pretty respectable football team. Well, a big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens makes some beautiful pens for awards or just personal use. They're all based, I believe, on the cross pen system. But he does a lot of the artwork and making the barrels of the pens and so forth. The pens don't go out of there until they are perfect. And you've heard me say time and time again, yes, he sells them to Disney World. Yes, he sells them to places overseas, all across the United States. If your company or college or university want to have some presentation pens made up for donors or whatever, hey, check them out. It's Rusty Ducks Custom Pens on Facebook, and that's RustyDucks Custom Pens. A big shout out to Money and Change. Of course, we do that every Sunday night, and we talk a little bit about finance and financially prepping and how to save money. And a little bit of that works over into this show, too. We had so much information last week that I had to carry some stuff over that I think is very important. We're going to do that tonight. My World, hey, that's right now, 8 o'clock every Wednesday night. You know, it's life, laugh, whatever. And it's Wednesdays, 8 p.m. And we're a little bit laid back in this show. And that's good. We also have a big shout out to the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're on YouTube. Check them out. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Great guys down in Wiggins, Mississippi. Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. I didn't get a chance to check his updates today. I was going to do that, but I had other things crop up, and I was busier than a one-armed, one-legged paper hanger, as we call it around here. And I was hopping all over the place trying to get things taken care of. And we have Prepper Nurse 1 with Ed Carswell. He's also on YouTube. Fantastic guy. And we've corresponded several times. I haven't had a chance to personally talk to him like I have Dave and Danny and Wanda and Brad and Krista. And then, of course, Nate up in Canada. If you ever get a chance, go over to Rumble and type in Amazing Polly. A-M-A-Z-I-N-G and then Polly, P-O-L-L-Y, Amazing Polly. She has a show that comes on probably 2-3 times a week. She's a fantastic researcher, and she goes into a lot of depth, tracing things back. She's excellent. I mean, she is excellent. And so you want to check her out. And that's, again, on Rumble. That's rumble.com. Wow, what a crazy week it has been. I'll tell you what. It's been one of those crazy weeks. We've had different things going on. And sometimes you wonder, how do I get to sleep? Well, I don't. That's the problem. For 3 days, 3 nights this week, I'm lucky if I get about 3 hours sleep. And there's a lot going on. And I want to be able to tell you guys what's going on because it affects all of us. And maybe that's why I can't get some sleep. I don't know. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. Well, you know, what's happening here? You know, last Friday, I had a class reunion. Now, I'm not saying that I was back in the Methuselah days. I think I was a couple centuries past that. I don't know. Anyhow, we had our class reunion, and we graduated about 238 people out of our high school. Some went on to be doctors. Some went on to be lawyers. Some went on to be nurses. Some went on to be whatever. And we all keep in touch. It's a close class. And if something's going on here and one of my classmates out in Arizona, out in Mesa, Susie will send me a text and she says, what's going on? What happened? And so forth. Or else we have Terry up in Chicago. She was a DJ for WXRT and very well known. I can give her name out. Terry Hemmert. And she's a very good DJ. She goes into WXRT and helps out once in a while. She also teaches at, I'm thinking it's Olivet College, I believe. Don't hold me to that, but she does teach classes in radio and music and stuff like that. And she's been tenured there for a long time. But our class is close. I don't know about your class. You know, after you graduate, everybody goes off every direction, you know, and then they come back for a 5-year and a 10-year and a 15. Well, once you get to a 50-year reunion, that's old. And what we do is we get together for lunches, usually 2-3 times a year. And we have them in our hometown. And this year, a bunch of old people showed up at this Mexican restaurant. Really nice place, El Tequila. And we had a room all set aside for us. And we started having people come in. We might have had 20, 25 people show up. But, you know, old people have a problem with hearing. And some of them have hearing aids now. And we were in a live room, which is like all hard walls and ceiling. And it started out as a low conversation like this, but then it got louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. And people's hearing aids were whistling and going off, and people were cringing. And then one guy at the end of our table was clapping his hands. And I'm like, what are you doing, Greg? You're clapping your hands. Well, it got everybody's attention, and then they started to quiet down, and it would build back up. And of course, everybody's got a different conversation with their little group. Oh, it was something else. We all had a good time. It was great food. Some of us visited outside afterwards because it was quieter. And they were probably glad to get rid of us, even though we tipped them very well. They're probably glad that everything quieted down, because we started at 1 o'clock. And then by 3:30, we were done and out the door. But then we had conversations going on beyond that. And then I had to make a run to the emergency room. I had my sister was taken there. And so I had to make a run for that. And I was taking a classmate home. I had to drop him off first and then zoom out to the ER. A little indigestion problem. And maybe hip out of place or something. You know, it wasn't super major or anything like that. Of course, she thought it was major because she's like, oh, my back hurts, my neck hurts, my arm, my... Calm down, you know. And then by the time we left, everybody was walking out and everybody was feeling okay. And excellent, excellent emergency room staff at Kettering. Kettering Network, I guess is what they're calling it now. Kettering Hospital. Great people. But I had that going on in the hard of hearing, everybody in there just loud and loud and echo and loud and reverberation. And then you have the hearing aids are going off and people adjusting hearing aids. It's a wonder we understood what everybody else was talking about. It was something else. And we talked about people we missed, and we talked about, I believe, 74 classmates that passed away. Some of them were just a few months ago. And here's the moral of the story. If you're going to go out and you're going to play golf and you don't feel well, go to the ER and check it out. Don't just go home and think it's nothing. Because it turned out to give one of our classmates a massive heart attack. So, you know, you got to keep up on things, especially when you get to be, you know, my age. Like I said, I'm a little bit younger than Methuselah. And if you don't know who Methuselah is, you know, check it out. And then later on this week, I get this video on Facebook. A friend of mine's driving around, and he says, don't go in this area because it smells like gas. They had a big natural gas leak downtown, which basically was in the size of a city block, but they basically cleared out a lot of the businesses downtown because of the gas leak. I guess it was a big one. And this local internet company, cable internet thing, group, decided, well, we're going to hire people to use these Vermeer drillers. And they're going to run the cable underground. Hey, that's great, but you got to know where you're going. But no speaky English. And that created a problem. And that happened out in my neighborhood. They were putting it in, and all of our utilities go behind the house. We have an easeway that we give the city, and all the utilities go back there. And They started drilling and they were following the plans, and all of a sudden they bored into electrical power at one end of the block. So half the block went out, totally dark. I wasn't affected in that, but then they got down close to me and they hit a gas line. And so the fire department was called, the gas company was called. They were knocking on doors telling people to evacuate. And then they cut into my internet service. And I'm about ready to do a show that night. And I'm getting prepped for it. And all of a sudden, my internet goes out. And so I'm checking everything in the house. I finally go outside. And I see this guy standing back behind these bushes. I thought, okay, what's going on? So I get over there. And there was a foot and a half by foot and a half hole dug, and my two orange wires were sticking up out of the ground. They had cut the internet service. And I told the guy, I need to get the supervisor to get this fixed. Well, he didn't know English, and I didn't know Spanish that well. And so we had a communication problems. And he said something to me in Spanish, and so I said something back in German. I knew he wouldn't understand it. And so then he called his boss, and he got him over there. We finally got it fixed, and I was on the air by that evening when I was supposed to be. But they had a gas line downtown, and it was a big one. And, of course, it tied up a couple of fire trucks and a bunch of other people down there. That was a big piece of excitement because that went all day long. And it was kind of scary. Have you ever been in a gas explosion? It's a big boom. I was working in a factory one time and the supervisor came over and I had problems getting this piece of equipment running. And he said, oh, we'll just turn it on. I'll throw a match over the top of the vent. And the next thing I knew, I heard this big boom, and I was transported through the air about 20 feet into the back of a piece of equipment. And the machine was running. But then the plant manager came over, and he started asking a lot of questions like, do you have a pilot's license to learn how to fly across a room? I said, no, this is what happened and so forth. And he said, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to leave you clocked in and you're going to go home. And at the end of your shift, I'm going to clock you out. Would that be amenable? I said, well, I'm not hurt. I could work. He said, no, go home. And then he took the supervisor that I had and he says, you're coming with me. And the next thing I knew when I came in the next day, the supervisor was now an assembler putting parts in ventilation equipment. I thought, oh boy, he really messed up, didn't he? But gas leaks are not fun. And you don't want to go tracing them around with a lit match or sparks or anything like that, because that can be a little interesting, especially when you fly through the air. Luckily, I wasn't burned or anything. But the concussion was enough to launch me 20 feet. And the funny thing is, the supervisor ended up between my legs. And he's looking at the machine, I'm looking at the machine, and we didn't know how we got transported. Well, anyhow, be careful with gas leaks. That's our customer service, or community service, not customer service, our community service award. Oh, and there's been a lot of drama on Facebook. There were a couple of posts last night, and I thought, well, I would just put that out on my Facebook page to say, heads up. I've heard from two sources. I'm looking for the third. Something is going to happen on the 24th, which was 9/24. And I thought, well, gee whiz, what's going on? And I'm checking and checking and checking. And these two sources lined up. Sure enough, they said something's going to happen on the 24th. They didn't say what it was. And it got my interest. And maybe that's why I couldn't sleep. Well, anyhow, early this morning, about 3 a.m., I'm listening to one of the sources because they reposted something. And they said, you know, his sources, and he always uses three sources. Two of his three sources said something was going to happen on the 24th. But then they copied from each other. And they didn't know it. The wording was just a little bit different. And so this one guy had to retract his statement. And he did it publicly on the air. And that's fine. I would do that if I made a boo-boo. And of course, Adam, he did a retraction on his. And he told about how things can happen on the internet. You know, you don't listen or believe all the things that you hear on the internet. You don't listen to or believe anything on the radio or TV. Everything is slanted. And you always want to try to find what the heck is going on from a reliable source. And so when I do my shows, it's like I go through 22 different sources, and some things that are really, really, really important that I almost think it's an emergency, then, hey, I will go ahead and put out the information, and I'll say, look, I've got two sources. I don't have a third. If this happens, I've at least told you. If it doesn't happen, okay, that's fine. And I told everybody to start preparing. And I can just see somebody dancing across, I'm a prepper, you're a prepper, I'm a prepper too, like the Dr. Pepper song, remember that? Well, anyhow, I put a rebuttal on the, I guess it would be a refutal, I don't know, fancy words. But anyhow, I told him, I said, this is what happened. The third source came back and said, no, and this is what happened. And so cancel that notice. And I deleted it off of Facebook because I don't want it out there. I've got, you know, people that listen to the show and they want to know what's going on, just like I do. I mean, I don't like to be left in the lurch, you know. It's kind of scary. And so that was the drama of Facebook. But then this afternoon, one of my sources, and I've got quite a few, he has his own internet called BPE Earthwatch. And he's very factual with what he talks about, weather and calamities and so forth. And now he's into a little bit more prepping. And he brought something up and he said, there's a rail strike that's looming and Amtrak shuts down 21,000 miles of routes. And here it is. It's 5 o'clock and today. And I said, I got to listen to this. So I'm listening while I'm putting some stuff together for the show. And I knew that there was a rail strike looming. They've had like 30 days or 60 days to kind of sort things out and calm things down and so forth, and possibly hammer out a deal. Well, that isn't happening right now. And I guess the deal has to be done by, I believe, midnight Thursday, and then a possible strike on Friday. Well, you know what that does to the system? You end up with goods in places that they're not supposed to be. In other words, something from Walmart that's shipped out of maybe California and has to go to the East Coast doesn't make it. And it's not on purpose. They just shut everything down, and where the rail cars are, that's where they're sitting. And the railroads are, they know that that's happening. So what they're trying to do is reshuffle some of the trains so that the product doesn't spoil and it's not left out and people can pilfer and so forth. They're trying to be, you know, respectful of what's going on. But when Earthwatch comes out and does his thing, I'm thinking he's never messed up. Never. This guy is good. And I thought, okay, something is going on. And maybe the strike was what these other guys were talking about. What I do is I go to Deshler Rail Camp, and it's D-E-S-H-L-E-R, and then it's Rail Can, Cam, I'm sorry, C-A-M, or Rail Fan, R-A-I-L-F-A-N, on YouTube, and it's a live camera, and I can check the trains going east, west, north, south, and Deshler gets about between 58 and 62 trains a day. Now, with that being said, if the traffic slows down through Deshler, you know something's up. And if the steel train from Cleveland with big slabs of steel on it don't come through Deshler and head south to Middletown, Ohio, where the AK Steel is, there could be a problem. Transversely, is if the steel hasn't been processed into coil steel and shipped back to Cleveland, well, that's an issue. All kinds of things to look at. So that's kind of like the drama of Facebook. You know, you have to take everything at its face value. And, you know, when you do that, you say, gee whiz, are things getting better or worse? And I just heard from another source prior to the show, you haven't seen worse yet. Or like some people say, you ain't seen nothing yet. And I'm going to go day by day. If I need to pick up a case of bottled water, I'll get it. If I need some meds, you know, aspirin for headaches and so forth, I'll get it. If I need food, I will stock up on canned goods and some basic foods. And you should be doing that too. And, you know, if you don't have enough money to do it, sometimes you can go to some places called the free store. Some people call it the, I forget. I've been through so much information today. And I've talked to so many people today, it's getting to be a blur. You know how those go? Well, it's a blur. But anyhow, check things out, and you take everything at face value. And you might listen to the New York Times or the New York Post, and, well, they're swaying different ways. And I like to look overseas at some of the different places, the English things, because I can't read a lot of languages. I can do French, I can do German, I can do a little bit of Italian, a little bit of Spanish, but English is what I do, okay? So if any of the listeners are from Myanmar and India and South America, South Africa, I'll tell you, I'm limited on what I can speak, and I had a French teacher that could speak five different languages, and he taught himself English. That was a genius. Mr. Vincent, he was a fantastic guy. I really liked him. Well, you know, it's football season, too. And there's high school and college football, and there's professional football. And I don't know about you, I like high school and college football. I just love that. And, you know, on cable TV, you can watch probably six different games, but generally they're all about the same time. But it's football season, and you have the marching bands on the fields and the cheerleaders and the football team and the coaches and everything. It's interesting. So Friday night, I'm going to be going to a high school football game. Our local stadium seats about 9,000 people. I've got seats on the 50-yard line that I finagled years ago. About three rows down from the press box. And win or lose, I just like to watch it. It's interesting. And you get to hear a lot of people talking about different things. And that's great. But it's football season. Well, what's happening in our world? I mean, I've talked about stuff that's been going in mine, but how about our world? Well, I talked a little bit about it on Money and Change, and there was an article that came out from Hannah Brockhaus, Brockhaus, from the Catholic News Agency. And it said that Pope Francis instructs Vatican entities to move all funds to the Vatican Bank, better known as the IOR, Institute of Works of Religion. Move all your funds to the Vatican Bank by September 30th. What's going on September 30th? And that raised another question of, the 24th. Well, now we got the 30th. That's 6 days later. Okay, so what's going on? Is that the big thing that's going to happen? Are we going to have a financial crash? Are we going to go to a digital currency? There's all these things out there. And nobody has anything that's really definitive. But they put this information out there. And I'm thinking, okay, well, this has to be decent because it comes from the Pope. And basically it says Pope Francis has ordered that the Holy See and connected entities move all financial assets to the Institute of Works of Religion, or the IOR, commonly known as the Vatican Bank. And the Pope's rescript issued August 23rd clarifies the interpretation of a paragraph in the new constitution of the Roman Curia, the predicate evangelium promulgated in March. And according to Francis' rescript, financial and liquid assets held in banks other than the IOR must be moved to the Vatican Bank within 30 days of September 1st, 2022. There has to be a reason for that, and I don't know. The markets right now, I just heard before the show, are slowly going up. They dropped about, 1,200 points today, and now they're slowly going up. And I think what's going to happen is that we could have a financial situation. I can't say when, I can't say how much or how. It's a gut feeling. You know, you get gut feelings like you're walking down a dark alley at night, no lights, except a little glimmer at the end, and the boogeyman is out there somewhere. You don't know if the boogeyman's behind you or in front of you or beside you, you know, that type of thing. But I can feel things happening. And it's scary. So if you haven't prepped, if you hadn't paid down your debt, if you haven't put money aside, if you don't have long-term food, the ability to purify water, you know, get your medications that you need, the right clothing for the right season. I mean, here in the States, it's going to start getting cold by December. Yeah, it's going to get real cold. And over in Europe, they're having a problem with natural gas. They're having a problem with a lot of things. Matter of fact, before the show, I was hearing that they have turned off their nuclear plants, some of them, and some of the power plants and so forth, doing different things to green up things. But now they're wanting to turn them all back on because they won't have enough power for the winter for heat or other things. And out in California, our good liberal buddies out there, they want everybody to go to electric cars. Well, guess what? They had power outages and stuff due to the drought and everything else. And they said, well, we can't charge our electric cars. Well, then how are you going to get around? How are you going to function? People need to think. This is my opinion. They have to think. And you get some of these pie in the sky guys that have these ordeals that sound good, but they're not good. They're not practical. They're subject to a lot of problems. I talked to a lot of people and they're saying, you know, you're right. I am. They say, yeah, you make sense. Well, I'd like to make some dollars, but you know, something's going to happen. And one source is Adam Marfugel News or Marfugel TV, MarfoogLe. And that's just what he calls his group. But they have very good, solid information. But like the other night, sometimes the information that they think is really happening isn't. It's been tainted a little bit. And so then they have to say, oops, we found out something and we made a mistake. They're honest people. But keep your eyes open and your ears attentive. Listen and watch. We've gone through all kinds of stuff with the bug. And I'm thinking, is this all about control? Does a certain entity want to control us because they think we're getting too smart? I don't know. There was something that came out, Mike Snyder, Economic Collapse blog, a list of 33 things we know about the coming food shortages. And yeah, we're going to have them. I don't know how bad, but we could have them, and they could be very bad. The winter wheat is down. It's the smallest since 1963. And the rice harvest in California is down. Why? Because no water. The tomato harvest is going to be down about 10.5 million tons. Well, that looks like we got problems with ketchup then, don't we? Or ketchup. Year-to-date shipments of carrots in the United States. How many like carrots? Some people like them candied. You know, I get a bag of carrots from Kroger's, and I open the bag, and there's an odor to it from the gas that they use on the carrots. Out of the ground, they're not bad. But they put them in these bags and add nitrogen, and it just taints the taste. At least I think so. Year-to-date shipment of sweet corn in the United States are down 20%. Sweet potatoes are down 13%. Peach production for you Georgia peaches down 15% from last year. And three-fourths of the farmers say that this year's drought is hurting their harvest. Yeah, they are. I know some farmers. They farm about 3,000, 4,000 acres. And yeah, they say this year's not going to be all that bad. But next year is going to be bad because of fertilizer. And I think what you're going to see, if we have a rail strike, we're not going to have fertilizer. We're not going to have oil. And a whole bunch of stuff. And it could take us months to recoup. So do your due diligence. Okay. See what you need to have. And then try to stock up. I can't tell you when things are going to happen. How they're going to happen. Why? Yes, I can do that. Stupidity. A lot of it's political stupidity. Okay. But anyhow, that's for another show. There's a thing out about the bug. And my notes here said, talk about the bug. The woohoo flu, whatever you want to call it. The stats came out in the Wall Street Journal that said the COVID cases in the USA 7-day average, 65,696 as of September 10th, 2022. and 146,790 as of September 10th, 2021. So it's going down. But you take a look at the deaths. The seven-day average is 392 as of September 10th, 2022. And back in 2021, it was 1,642 deaths. Then another article came out that said adults aged 35 to 44 died at twice the expected rate last summer. Life insurance data suggests. That was Margaret Menge, M-E-N-G-E, from the Epoch Times. And she said that death claims for working age adults under group life insurance policy spike well beyond the expected levels last summer and fall, according to data from the 20 of the top 21 life insurance companies in the United States. Death claims for adults aged 35 to 44 were 100% higher than expected in July, August, and September of 2021. Well, tomorrow I have to take a friend of mine to a hospital in Cincinnati. And that means, yeah, I've got to wear a mask while I'm there, and I'll be using disinfectant on my hands while I'm there and watching where I go, what I do. And then when I come home, all the clothes go in the wash. And then the seats in the car, I use a type of sanitizer on that. I'm not anal about it, but I don't want to get sick. And I've known people that got sick because they were around sick people. And I don't like being sick. I don't know about you. And then they say, oh, get the shot. And some of the people that I know that have the shot, that have had five different shots, still have problems. God, it's scary out there, guys. It really is. Another thing that happened, average credit card debt soars by 13%, large increase since 1999, according to the Epoch Times. That was Catabella Roberts had that one. How are your credit cards? How do they stack up? What's your credit level? I don't want to know. You don't have to tell me. But look at it. Do you pay your credit cards off every month? You know, I like Amazon for some things. And when I get the bill, I look at it and I go, okay, everything checks out. I write my check, send it back in, and I'm done. Back when I was out of college and everything else, yeah, you ran some debt. And you paid the interest. Pay your credit cards off as quick as you can. Consolidate them, do whatever. But you have to take care of it. Don't go into debt. I listened to some just before the show, and it said kids are going to school at $50,000 a year, and they're $200,000 in debt by the time they graduate, only to get a job that pays maybe $35,000 a year. Think about it. You spent all that money to earn $35,000 a year. Is it worth it? You could have gone to a trade school and probably done a heck of a lot better. A heck of a lot better. But that's going on. I mean, you know, money's going to get tight. Loans are not going to be there. Car interest is going up. And it's going to get tough. There was a thing that came out, the 25 best Warren Buffett quotes in one infographic. And I'm not going to go through all 25 of them. But Warren Buffett's thoughts on temperament. Now, Warren Buffett has been an investor in a lot of different things. The Berkshire Hathaway Corporation and trains and oil pipelines and stuff like that. He's been very smart. He's a very, very common-sensed guy. He likes dreamsicles. And so he'll often, that's his trademark, he'll have dreamsicles. He loves those things. They're not bad. But for Buffett, how someone responds to different situations is far more important than their actual skill or knowledge level. I mean, Buffett doesn't have a PhD. He's a common guy, worked his way up. One of his quotes was, "It's only when the tide goes out that you learn who has been swimming naked." Oh, that would be a sight. But yeah, I mean, everything's covered up to a point, and then all of a sudden it goes away. And that's like financial exposure, Southern exposure. But you have that, you know, and you don't know how bad people are doing until all the props are taken away. And then you go, oh, my God, they're really in deep. And that happens out there. And there was one that was Morris Zadelman dies suddenly soon after his 80th birthday. 2 months later, his family is sitting around the desk of Morris's lawyer for the reading of the will. The solicitor, the lawyer, thanks all of them for coming and then reads Morris's last will and testament. "I, Morris Zadelman, being of sound mind, make the following gifts to my beautiful, sweet wife, Rivka. I leave my Hampstead house, my Birchington holiday flat, and $800,000 in cash and shares. Enjoy, darling. To my handsome and hardworking son, Schimmel, I leave my Lexus car and $200,000 in cash. And keep up the good work, Schimmel. To my gorgeous and clever daughter, Gittle, I leave my Jaguar car and $200,000 in cash. I love you, darling Gittle. And to my brother, Pincus, who always told me in no uncertain terms that health is so much more important than wealth, I leave my exercise bike and the treadmill. Shalom." What a joke. If you think about it, you run into all kinds of stuff that's out there. I mean, how many jokes have you heard this week? How many? Does anybody know how long toilet paper will last if you freeze it? Think about it. You don't freeze toilet paper. Well, you could if you were in the Antarctic. Remember those towels in the bathrooms? They were on a circular thing and they came down out of the dispenser. Have you ever used those? You ever think of the germs that were on those towels? Because it rotates around. Now they use paper towels. Well, who handled the paper towels? You have to think about stuff like that. And oh man, you just run into a bunch of stuff. If you need 144 rolls of toilet paper, how many of you have rolls of toilet paper back from the bug days? If you need 144 rolls of toilet paper for a 14-day quarantine, you probably should have been seeing a doctor long before COVID. I can imagine the water bill would be sky high. This old man goes into a doctor's office and he's hard of hearing. And the doctor says, "Okay, I want you to do one thing for me." He says, "Mr. Trainer, bend over." And he did. And he said, "Yes, that was very loud, Mr. Trainer, but I wanted to hear your heart." You ever been around somebody that they would start walking and you would hear this? And they're old people. Do I have to look forward to that? Do I really have to look forward to that? Can you imagine? Being 80 years old, you're walking down the street. You drop something on the concrete. You bend over to pick it up. And then you launch a big one. Okay? It's out there. It happens the older you get. Think of the amount of gas. Do not eat cauliflower. Do not eat broccoli. Stay outside. If you have the urge, open the windows in the house and yell, let her rip. Well, anyhow.
And never Michael, trust those. Never trust those. They will.
Yeah, that's a surprise with a lump in it. Anyhow, hey, this is a clean show. Yeah, it's supposed to be at least. Hey, anyhow, so much for tonight, guys. I'll talk with you later on Money and Change on Sunday at 7 p.m. And I'll dig up some more information. Hopefully a few more jokes, and hopefully they won't be fart jokes. Anyhow, with that, Michael, that's all I've got for tonight. And everybody have a good week and keep your eyes and ears open, okay? Talk to you.
All right, folks. Thank you for joining us on the Trim Radio Network. And as Stu says, just never trust those things, you know? Anyway, God bless Radio Network, and just tune in. And I'll tell you what, we have got a lot going on, and it's just getting better and better and better all the time. So anyway, I wanted to thank you. We are very honored. Thank you for following us, and thank you for listening with us. Go with God. Go with Christ. Have a wonderful week. Be safe. And remember, love one another, okay? Love one another. Be good to one another. And that's all it takes. The book.